Several senior members of Congress are up in arms over media reports that the current NSA director's job is in jeopardy. Among them, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who's called Defense Secretary Ash Carter and National Intelligence Director James Clapper to testify about why they reportedly recommended the removal of Admiral Mike Rogers. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu writes about this dust-up in this week's edition of Inside the DoD Reporter's Notebook, and he joins me now. And this is particularly badly timed, I guess, Jared, because Mike Rogers is talking to Donald Trump about a job, and Trump is getting advice from Chairman Devin Nunes of the committee.
Yeah, that's right. So Nunes is part of the Trump transition team. And as you indicated, Admiral Rogers reportedly met late last week with Mr. Trump at Trump Tower in New York about reportedly a potential job, possibly the director of national intelligence. We believe he is in the running for that position in the Trump administration. And we should say the Obama administration has really not said anything about this publicly, this being the potential firing of Admiral Rogers. But someone in the administration did choose to leak this news, first to the Washington Post, right after reports of that meeting. And the news is evidently that both Clapper and Carter recommended to the president that Rogers be removed about a month ago as director of NSA and commander of U.S. Cyber Command. Obviously, that was long before the election, so this removal recommendation wouldn't have been tied in any way to Mr. Trump's election. What administration folks have been saying in these leaks to the Post and to the New York Times is that there are several issues at play, including reportedly, you know, dissatisfaction with the way the offensive cyber war has been playing out against ISIS, issues surrounding the whole debate about whether it's time to separate NSA and Cyber Command and give them separate leaders. And Rogers himself was asked about this on Sunday during a security conference in Halifax during one of the Q&A sessions. Things got rather testy, and we have a clip from that exchange. This is Rogers being asked a question by Josh Rogan, who works for The Washington Post and CNN.
Yesterday, The Washington Post, a very well-respected independent
newspaper. If I could, let me cut to the chase.
No, I'm going to finish the question before you.
Let me finish the question. Let me cut to the chase, if I could, because I'm interested in saving us all some time.
Allow me to ask the question.
If I could, let me finish, sir, and then I promise I'll let you. I am just not going to go down this road. I'm not going to comment on anything that's in the media. I'm accountable for my actions. I certainly understand that. It's not appropriate for me. So I just want to make, if anybody else wants to go down this, you're fine. You're welcome to ask, but I'm going to give you the same response.
Okay, welcome to ask. Allow me to proceed. Yesterday, the Washington Post, a very well-respected independent newspaper and based in the nation's capital, reported. Do you think the Obama administration released this story in order to hurt your chances to become director of national intelligence?
I go back to my previous answer, and boy, we could have sure saved ourselves a lot of time, sir.
I don't believe that asking questions is a waste of time. Thank you.
And I edited the question a little bit there just for the sake of time, because there were seven questions embedded in there. But again, Admiral Rogers declining to talk about reports that senior officials want him out. And we don't know what he meant by I'm accountable for my actions. He did not elaborate in any way. So it's really not clear what he meant by that.
It's got to be a lot deeper, though, the dispute between Rogers and Clapper Carter than, say, how the ISIS cyber war is going. Or could it be that?
I mean, it very well could be that. I mean, what officials have been saying is that there are issues with whether or not they're satisfied with his performance. To the extent there's a dispute, not much of that has really played out in public. One thing that we do know might be a dispute is that Admiral Rogers has publicly stated in Senate testimony as recently as a couple months ago that it's still his professional military judgment that NSA and Cyber Command remain led by the current dual-hatted arrangement where one person is the commander of one organization and the director of the other. Meanwhile, at the same time, we have heard through, again, media leaks that both Clapper and Carter have recommended that it is time to finally separate those two organizations. And that's, you know, basically everyone in DOD and senior leadership positions has said one version or another of this notion that there will come a time to separate them. But Admiral Rogers is in the camp that says that time has not yet come. Apparently, other senior administration officials think the time to do that is before the end of the Obama administration.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. And down closer to earth, you've got an interesting story that thanks to savings that the Pentagon made in IT, it was able to reinvest in something new and hot, which is kind of the nirvana that a lot of agencies are trying to get to these days.
Yeah, and when we're talking about Wi-Fi, which is now up and running in the Pentagon, really for two things. One is to give DOD employees secure access to the department's what they call NipperNet, the internal DOD network, so that they can roam around with laptops, mobile devices throughout the building and continue to get work done instead of having to be tethered with an Ethernet cable to their desks. That's been something that has been sought after in the Pentagon for a long time, because as I note in the notebook, that building is just impenetrable to wireless signals of basically any kind, including cell phone signals. So you couldn't, you know, you can't really even use like a, you know, a mobile hotspot from your cell phone provider.
So you can only make a phone call when, say, if you step out to have a cigarette or something.
You got it. And in the center Pentagon courtyard, basically, is your only option. So out of savings that DOD got from the institution of something else we've talked about before, which is the Joint Service Provider, they came up with about $36 million in savings in just 1 year and plowed that into the installation of this Wi-Fi network, which now covers most of the building, officials say, including all of the E-ring where senior officials work. This Joint Service Provider idea, just to recap, basically takes several different IT organizations that had been kind of doing their own thing within the Pentagon, the main ones being the Army Information Technology Agency and another one called EITSD, which was part of Washington Headquarters Services, and consolidates them all under one shared services organization to be the single IT provider for all of the Pentagon and a bunch of basically satellite locations around the Washington, D.C. area. Within about the next year, that organization, the JSP, is going to fully transition to be part of the Defense Information Systems Agency. So officials say at that point, there will basically be one common face to industry, one common organization to do all IT contracting for the Pentagon. That should be all up and running by the start of fiscal year 2018.
And we should say that putting Wi-Fi that is working throughout the Pentagon, especially the five rings, is hardly like getting a router from Comcast and plugging it in. You've probably had about hundreds and hundreds of access points, each of one which needs AC power. It's a big engineering effort.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I think that's spot on. You need a lot. It was a big project to install all the hardware and to make sure they got the cybersecurity right. I can recall talking to who was then the director of the Information Technology Agency maybe 3 or 4 years ago, Don Adcock at the time. And the thinking then was Wi-Fi was just infeasible in that building because of security concerns and possible leakage of even unclassified data into the public. So they were looking at things like LIDAR, which was this idea that you could transmit data basically in only a line of sight way, and sort of the same way that a fluorescent light beam works, so that it could never leave a given room. That was the thinking at the time, but they've apparently conquered these cybersecurity concerns to the satisfaction of DOD officials.